Shin Tes Vav Sif Beis. Machaber discusses something people would do in the olden days. On a boat, there were sticks of wood that went across the boat from one end to the other. And what people would want to do is that they would take a mat or a sheet and put it over those sticks of wood, supported by the sticks of wood that went across from one side to the other. And this way, they would have shade from the mat or from the sheet. The sticks of wood that went across would support the mat and hold it up. The sticks of wood itself were not enough to provide shade because there are gaps in between them where the sun can get through, but it would be enough to support the mat, support the sheet, and this way you would get shade. The problem is that putting out this mat, the sheet, is a problem of making oil arai on Shabbos, which is also midrabanan. So the Mechaber says that if the sticks of wood are a tevach wide, even if one of them is a tevach wide, that means a tevach in diameter. If the circumference is a little more than three tevachim, that means that the diameter is a tevach. So if at least one of them, the diameter is a tefach wide, so then it's called, you already have an oil of a tefach, and when you put the mat, the sheet on top, all you're doing is being meisif al oil arai. And to be meisif on the oil arai, that is mutter to do on Shabbos. You can't make a new oil arai, but once it's already a tefach, to add on more to it is fine. The Mechaber says, even if the sticks of wood are not tefach wide, but if the space between the various sticks is less than three tefachim, we could say lavud, and we could say it's considered that you already have an oil arai at that spot, to that lavud, and connects you further. Mr. Brewer says that even if one of the gaps between two pieces of wood is less than three tefachim, you make a lavud in that spot and we extend further. For example, even the sticks of wood are very thin, but if two sticks are 2.5 tefachim away from each other, that's less than three tefachim. So it's considered as if we already have 2.5 tefach of oil, and whatever you do after is just adding on, and to add on is fine. You'll have meisif on oil arai on Shabbos. And that's why the Mechaber says, if you already have machzelus prusak de tavach, if you have a mat that's already spread out one tavach, you're allowed to spread out the rest of the mat on Shabbos to protect yourself from the sun or from the rain or whatever it is, as long as that tavach that you have is not what's rolled up. We mentioned this previously in the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem L'Chayilam, end of the previous sif, there has to be that was already spread out. In this case, for a oil, not a machitza, it was already spread out a tavach, then you're allowed to add on Shabbos. But if it was all rolled up and just the rolled up mat itself covered a tefach of space, that's not considered that you already have a tefach out. Because it was rolled up, it wasn't being used yet as oil. That said, if you take a rolled up mat that's a tefach wide and put it down somewhere to protect yourself from the sun, it will be considered that you put down oil, it will be asur on Shabbos. However, here, when the rolled up mat is sitting somewhere randomly, and now you want to extend it in order to protect yourself, so to be considered the moisif on oil arai that you mutter on Shabbos, now that had to only be moisif, only adding on, has to be that there's already a tevach unraveled before Shabbos. And Mr. Brewer talks about a baby carriage. You have the same thing, a wagon, a baby carriage, if you want to put it on top of it a cover. So if you have a tevach there before Shabbos, you can add on. If it does not have a tevach, then you cannot add on. Now, I want to point out that many baby carriages have a hood that even if the hood is not open for Shabbos, the hood is attached to the carriage and it's meant to be open and closed like an accordion. Hood open and closed. Many places can hold since attached to the carriage. It's meant to be open and closed on a regular basis, considered over the koi, something we'll have later on in the sermon, it's not a problem. But our place can move hold that it has to be that was already open a tavach before Shabbos. Certainly, if the hood is not open and is not opened up on top of the carriage, you just want to put like a rain cover or something like that, it's only okay if there's already a tavach there open from before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama to Sif Gimel. He says as follows. By a binyan keva, a permanent binyan, any little thing you do to add to the binyan, or the mechitzas, or the gag, or the roof, is chayiv. And it's concerned malachas binyan deraisa. Certainly, if you make the whole gag, the whole roof. But here, by oil arai, it's only asur b'drabanan. So, Chazal differentiated that if you're making the oil, this roof, this tent, to protect yourself from the sun, or from the rain, or something to that effect, from the flies, so then, even if you just make a gag and make an oil, you're going to be over in the isur of making oil arai on Shabbos. That's an oil. However, if the reason why you make it is not primarily to protect yourself, so then the only way they ask it is if you also make mechitzas. You make mechitzas, and above that make an oil, a top. In fact, the order has to be that you first made the mechitzas, and afterwards the cover. Similar to the normal way of setting up oil. But if you did in the opposite order, first the gag, first the roof, and then the mechitzas, then it's getting mutter. And even if you do the mechitzas and then the gag, that it should be asur d'rabanan, still there are poskim, which the Mechaber pasuk later on says zayin, but it's only in a case, the isser is only in a case, we plan to be mishtamish tachtav, using the area underneath. If you plan using the area on top, not underneath, even in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So if you're doing it to protect yourself from the sun and from the rain, just the gag is enough to asur. But otherwise, it has to be mechitzas and then gag, set up on Shabbos, and even then, pasuk like the Rishonim, there has to be the plan using the area underneath, not just the area on top.